We're learning more about the mass shooting at a community college in Roseburg, Oregon, which left 9 people dead. Earlier this afternoon, authorities held a press conference and revealed new details.
The medical examiner has determined the cause of death of the shooter to be suicide.
That was Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon not long ago. We turn now to Amelia Templeton of Oregon Public Broadcasting, who is in Roseburg covering the story. Amelia, thanks for joining us. What did we learn today that was new?
Well, the sheriff in Douglas County clarified the timeline of events. We learned that 3 officers arrived at the school within 6 minutes of the first emergency call that came in. We also learned that while the officers engaged the shooter died by suicide. And finally, we learned that an additional weapon, a handgun, was apparently recovered that belonged to the shooter. That brings the total number of guns that he had in his possession to 14.
Amelia, I understand also that the shooter was a student and that the class that he targeted was a class that he was registered in. Do we know any more about what may have set this off?
We don't know very much about what set this off, but we do know that the shooter was an enrolled student at Umpqua Community College and that he was enrolled in the writing class that he targeted. We've also heard from the sheriff that documents and digital media are part of the investigation, but he didn't confirm rumors that the shooter handed off a manifesto or some other kind of explanation to the actual victims of the attack.
Mm-hmm. Amelia, before we let you go, I understand that this terrible incident touched some of those first responders, those who had to respond to it in a particularly personal way. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. 2 of the very young victims of this attack were related to first responders. Trevin Taylor Anspaugh, a 20-year-old man from Sutherland, was the son of a firefighter. And Rebecca Ann Carnes, a young woman from Myrtle Creek, 18 years old, just graduated from high school, was also related to a first responder. And so this was extremely personal for the small community and the people who had to respond to the scene.
That's Amelia Templeton of Oregon Public Broadcasting. She's reporting the story in Roseburg, Oregon, and we reached her there. Amelia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Michelle.